hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life. There is no other way to please God than by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him during this half hour. Callie Lynn and Cooper, nice to have you kiddos listening. Hello, Genesis. Hello, Kendall. Did you think you would ever get to hear your names on the radio? Genesis and Kendall, nice to have you along, too. Hello, Brayton. Over in this happy household, Christina and Nick. Nick, you know I like your name. Going to be a radio guy when you grow up? So nice to have you along listening to Wee Kids here. Peyton and Heather, thank you very much for the picture of you and Grandma here, you twinsos. I appreciate this. And speaking of pictures, you D-kids, Dana, Danita, Danae, and Darvin, delightful picture that you sent in. Thank you so much. And over here, Mary Lynn, Terrence Jr., and Meredith. Hello, Papa TR. Nice to have you listening. You are never too old to listen to Wee Kids, including you, Papa TR. Nice to have you along. Kevin, hello to you, and hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, taking a boat ride should be fun, right? Well, one ride on a big boat, an ark, was more than fun for Noah. It saved a lot of lives. But after a year on this big boat, Noah, his family, and a lot of animals were ready for something else. Learn more about this in the next few minutes. This is Bible-based and kid-friendly Wee Kids.
You've got to pray.
Yes, you can talk to God anytime. A little musical reminder to help us get started here with Wee Kids.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Hello, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, did you hear that song about praying?
Song?
Huh?
Of course I heard it, Nicky.
Well, I pray every day.
That's good.
Because I'm in trouble every day.
Oh, Nikki.
Like this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was mud on the towels trouble.
And I suppose your mother was not happy about that, huh?
Not a bit happy.
So you prayed?
While I was hiding, I said, "Help me, God."
Nikki, it's good to tell God about these things, but it sounds to me like you needed to talk to your mother about the towels, too.
Well, I talked to her all right. Or she talked to me.
Uh-huh. But, Nikki, remember, there's more to praying than just, "Help me, God."
Yeah.
It's good to praise God for who He is.
Hmm.
Praise Him for His goodness and His loving kindness and things like that.
Hmm.
And another kind of prayer is asking forgiveness for your sin.
Yeah, I know about sin.
Ooh, I do too. And I have to ask God's forgiveness every day for my selfishness, for my evil thoughts, sins like that.
And what about thanking God?
Yes. If you're thankful for your family or for Him or for the things He's given you, tell Him you're thankful.
Not just during Thanksgiving.
Right. And then there's praying for other people. Bringing their names before Him.
Wow, we can talk to God about lots of stuff.
And He wants His children to talk to Him.
All right.
And be sure to pray in Jesus' name.
I do.
And not just when you're in trouble, Nikki.
Thanks, Mr. Nick.
Thank you for dropping by.
See ya.
So long, little guy. Next up on We Kids, Noah.
Floating zoo, Noah took the animals two by two. It took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
Armadillos,
two by two.
Baboons,
two by two.
Cougars,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Dingoes,
two by two.
Elephants,
two by two.
Frogs,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Floating zoo, floating zoo. Noah took the animals two by two. It took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo. Giraffes,
two by two.
Hippopotamus,
two by two.
Iguana,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Jackal,
two by two.
Kangaroo,
two by two.
La 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 llama,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Floating zoo, floating zoo. Noah took the animals two by two. It took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo,
zoo, zoo. Monkeys,
two by two.
Nanny goats,
two by two.
Ocelots,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Platypus,
two by two.
Quail,
two by two.
Rhinoceros,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Floating zoo, floating zoo. No, it took the animals two by two. Took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo. Salamanders,
two by two.
Tigers,
two by two.
Umbrella birds,
two by two.
On that floating zoo. Vixen,
two by two.
Wallabies,
two by two.
Extra big animals,
two by two.
And yak and zebra too. Everybody, floating zoo, floating zoo. No, it took the animals two by two. It took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo. One more. Two by two, it took a lot of faith and a lot of work too to build that floating zoo.
Who? 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 It was Noah, of course. Noah, his family, and an ark full of animals floated for several months on the water that covered the whole world. God was removing the evil people and starting again. And that's where we're going for today's Bible time based on Genesis chapter 8. At last, the boat came to rest on the top of a mountain. And then Noah and his family began to wonder when they could leave the boat. Noah opened the window he had made in the boat. He sent out a raven. It flew here and there until the water had dried up from the earth. Then Noah sent out a dove. This was to find out if the water had dried up from the ground. The dove could not find a place to land because water still covered the earth. So it came back to the boat. Noah reached out his hand and took the bird, and he brought it back into the boat. After 7 days, Noah again sent out the dove from the boat, and that evening it came back to him with a fresh olive leaf in its mouth. Then Noah knew that the ground was almost dry. 7 days later, he sent the dove out again, but this time it did not come back. Noah was now 601 years old. It was the first day of the first month of that year. The water was dried up from the land. Noah removed the covering of the boat and saw that the land was dry. By the 27th day of the second month, the land was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "You and your wife, your sons and their wives, should go out of the boat. Bring every animal out of the boat with you, the birds, animals, and everything that crawls on the earth. Let them have many young ones, and let them grow in number." Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Psalm 121, verse 2. The Bible says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth."
600 years old was the prophet Noah when the Lord said to build a boat. Said a flood would come and cover the earth, and only Noah would stay afloat. Though the people laughed and called him names, he stayed right with his job. When he felt those drops, he knew his God had everything under control. He's got everything under control. He's got everything under control. The stars and the planets are in his hand. The wind and the rain at his command. You and I, we're a part of his plan. He's got everything under control.
King Nebuchadnezzar almost lost his religion when the Hebrews wouldn't bow down. He lost his cool and fired up the furnace called a holiday in the town. When he opened the door and threw them in, they smiled at the burning coals. 'Cause the God that allowed that fire to burn had everything under control.
He's got everything under control. He's got everything under control. The stars and the planets are in his hand. The wind and the rain at his command. You and I, we're a part of his plan. He's got everything under control. Daniel was invited to be on the menu at the meeting of the Lions Club. 'Cause he continued to pray 3 times a day to the Lord he had learned to love. When they threw him in, he began to grin, 'cause he knew what we all know. That the God who made those lions growl had everything under control. He's got everything under control. He's got everything under control. The stars and the planets are in his hand. The wind and the rain at his command. You and I, we're a part of his plan. He's got everything under control."
You can be sure that God has it under control, just as Daniel found out with the lion's den incident. Oh man, that must have been scary. But God was watching over him. The same goes for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and King Nebuchadnezzar and the fiery furnace incident, and Noah and his family, and the animals and the ark we were just talking about during Bible time. God has all of these things under control. The big word is sovereign. He is sovereign. And yes, it means he has it all under control, and I am so thankful for that. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and now... we're moving into our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need some March leaders here. Sophie, you sweet kid. I know you're the youngest, but I think you can be March leader ahead of Abby over here. You're picked by Mr. Nick. Cameron, you sweet kid. Would you like to be March leader here ahead of Hannah and Zachary? Yes, you can be the March leader. Rebecca, out of the Abby, Aaron, Elizabeth, Hannah, Rachel, Susanna, Leah, Benjamin, and Caitlin household, and of course Rebecca is part of that. Rebecca, you get to be March leader today. let me pick one more here. Jessica and Matthew. Let's let the little guy do it this time. Matthew, you're picked to be March leader in this household. And Mom, please help me. Papa, please help me with this. If I've not picked a March leader, well, it's the time thing. Will you please pick one for me and your family? Thank you very much. And we know the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March about feet in time with the music, knees up high. Number 3, big marchers, please watch out for little marchers. And number 4, yes, the trombone players. Watch out for these guys. Got it? Are we ready for this? Here comes our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Talk about exuberance, band music here. Band, you're doing great in this thing. Hello, Brayton. Chloe, excellent marching gear. Here comes Andrew. Rolling along in his wheelchair. You're doing fine, kiddo. Little hug to you. Love you. Yeah, you can roll and march at the same time. Hi, Tyler. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Hala. Left. You left. You left, you right, you left, you right. Dana. Danita. Danae. Darvin. Excellent marching in this thing. Come on, Grandpa. Put the knees up a little higher, please. Yes, Mary Lynn. Terrence Jr., Meredith, come on, you're never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Sarah, you're an excellent marcher. Here comes Logan. Callie Lynn, nice marching. Cooper, nice marching. And Brayton comes around for the fourth, no, fifth time, I think. The sixth? Wow. You're really making some time in this thing, huh? Hannah, Bethany, Pamela, Nicholas, Daniel, Greta, Valerie, Katrina. Excellent marching in this happy household. And Rebecca, you're doing a fine job. Abby, Aaron, Elizabeth, Hannah, Rachel, Susanna, Leah, Benjamin, and Caitlin over here. Following Rebecca, this is what I call organized happiness during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Joshua and Faith, you're excellent marchers. Hello, Lauren. Hello, Joshua over here. Hello, Sadie J. Wow. Malachi, Alana, excellent marching. Here comes Genesis. Ninth time around. Kendall, ninth time around. Ooh, talk about excellent marching here. Come on, Kevin, all the way to the end. Let's make it a strong finish here. Don't give up yet. Keep those knees up high and feet in time with the music. Tyler, you're doing great. Grandma Liz, all the way to the end now. You can do this. The end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, excellent marching, youngster, and you may be seated.
Your favorite music and programs all in one place. KeysForKids.net.
You've got the mind of Christ, you do. God made you real smart.
I'm smart.
You've got the mind of Christ, it's true. So look inside your heart. You've got the mind of Christ, you do. God made you real smart.
Whoa-wee.
You've got the mind of Christ, it's true. So look inside your heart.
One of you is artistic. The other is Einstein. But even Albert missed it.
Whoops.
But you are God's design.
I'm special.
You've got the mind of Christ, you do. God made you real smart.
I'm smart.
You've got the mind of Christ, it's true. So look inside your heart.
One of you is athletic. You can kick it right through the goal.
Whoa.
The other is mathematic. Or you can sing a song with soul.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the mind of Christ, you do. God made you real smart.
I'm so smart.
You've got the mind of Christ, it's true. So look inside your heart. You've got the mind of Christ, you do. God made you real smart.
Look inside your heart.
You've got the mind of Christ, it's true. So look inside your heart.
Of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 music on We Kids. With the mind of Christ, we can think godly thoughts, which is just the opposite of the natural man, the Bible points out at the end of this chapter, who does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:16, the end of this verse, but we have the mind of Christ. Youngster, that's what We Kids is all about, helping you keep your mind set on things above, on the things of God, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the things of heaven. And is it working? Are you thinking heavenly thoughts? I hope so. Here's a nice letter that's just come in from Newport Richey, Florida. Dear Mr. Nick, this family appreciates your ministry. We really enjoy reading your emails each week. Living in Florida all of our lives, we find it hard to imagine the different changes of seasons that your state goes through. Thank you also for your phone call a few months ago. It was nice to be able to converse with you in person. May the Lord continue to bless you and the boys in everything that you do. And they sign it. Well, the boys, although they used to be wee little kids, are big boys now, grown-up boys. In fact, we are grandparents. That's kind of a special thing to have the next generation of the family coming up and through. Now here's Leah to sing for us. Sweet old hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch, that is a bad person, a sinful person, that saved a wretch like me. It is the amazing grace of God, that is his, we don't deserve it, favor of God, that gets us into his family. Of course, there's the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, ever so important. But a lot of it has to do with God's loving kindness and His grace, too. Well, that's the message of the Bible and the message of We Kids. And speaking of the Bible, do you remember today's Bible time about Noah leaving the boat? That big ark came to rest on Mount Ararat, and Noah was saying, well, let me offer this thing. It was over a year that Noah and all those animals were on the ark. But then again, because of that, they were saved from the flood that God used to start over with just a few people on this planet. The others went terribly sinful. Here's this good verse to remember, Psalm 121, verse 2. And by the way, the Bible says that just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be right before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And you can tell that we're in those times just by looking at the sinful, evil world around us. But the Bible says, and this is this good verse to remember, in Psalm 121, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verse 2, a good verse to remember. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. What a fun time. What a good time for the past half hour or so. And what is this they're rolling in here? Another one of these strange We Kids exit machines. I don't even know if this thing will run, but might as well climb in here and... Oh, by the way, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Now, how do I make this thing go here? That must be it. I'll see you next time, kiddo. Come on.